Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knoyer, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. And on today's show, I have Nadine Greco. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning, Carol.
How are you today?
I'm doing really good. Thank you.
And I'm excited to have you on the show today. We talked about this before I pressed the record button. I'm going on my third year as manager for community health here at Wayne Memorial. Mm-hmm. But the more exciting part is you were my first guest when I did my first health work show in this position. And we've kind of repeated this, tradition each year now. So this is, going on my third year, my first guest for my third year of working.
Oh, that's awesome. Position. That's awesome. I have something
to look forward to every year.
Yeah, to look forward to every year.
Keeps us going, right?
Yes, it does.
So for those of you that, may not remember or heard our previous shows, Nadine is the manager for our cardiac rehab program here at Wayne Memorial Hospital, correct?
Yes, I am. For about, it's going on, it's like 29 years.
Maybe. Yes.
Yeah, 29 about.
Yep, and I'm here almost 27 years.
That's right. You're
We're dating ourselves. This is not good to start a show like this.
All right.
Anyway, Nadine and I go, way back. We went to college together and we've remained friends. So it's very exciting to have you on the show today.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, the show's going to air on the last day of January. But really, why I want you on the show today is because February is Heart Month, right?
Yes.
I know. We want to take care of our heart all year round. But February is a month we kind of celebrate Valentine's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also this coming Friday is a special day, Go Red Day.
Mm-hmm. Go Red for Women.
Go Red for Women. Can you explain that a little bit and kind of tell us what we should do to celebrate?
Well, everyone should wear red that Friday. Red Sox count. But the thing about it is that awareness of that coronary artery disease or coronary heart disease is the number one killer of men and of women in this country. So we want to bring awareness, have health fairs, or just have a lot of literature out to promote it and, give you the information that you need to find out if you're at risk for heart disease as a woman.
Okay. Now, speaking of information and resources, what is the best, website or, information out there that women can, or even anyone, can obtain information about heart disease or preventing heart disease?
Okay. The number one right now is the American Heart Association. The American Heart Association has a vast amount of information. Reputable websites, the Mayo Clinic, the Harvard Newsletter, Cleveland Clinic, those type of reputable professional organizations is mm-hmm. where you want to get your information.
Right. Now, we talk about, heart disease, and usually many people think, well, I'm a woman, I'm at lower risk for heart disease. But there comes a time in our lives as women that we are kind of equal in the risk for heart disease. Can you explain that?
Well, after a woman goes through menopause, you lose estrogen. And estrogen is the thing, the hormone that seems to protect us. And like I said, after menopause, our estrogen levels go down. And actually, our risk for heart disease goes up as women. The other thing is that you tend to put on more body fat. And it tends to, if it is deposited around your waist, that's a higher risk for heart disease, cancer, hypertension, diabetes. So that's one of the things that happens during that time period. And a lot of times some women go through menopause earlier, so at a younger age, so that actually then increases your risk at a younger age.
Mm-hmm.
As we go through menopause, we actually tend to intersect men around our 70s. And then after that, we actually, get ahead of men with our risk for heart disease, probably around 80.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you run the cardiac rehab you do. You're in charge of our cardiac rehab program. And can you explain, what success stories you've had and how you help people that have heart disease? Is that the individuals you work with?
Yes, we do. And I'm going to tell you that you really have to be motivated. You have to be ready to make changes. And that's the most important thing, because Change isn't easy, and a lot of people just are resistant to it. But I will tell you that if you come to the cardiac rehab program and you do the whole entire program, you really reduce your risk for cardiovascular events over for at least 5 years. So, you know, there's a lot of data that supports that. So basically, it can mean just really becoming a new person with, weight loss, eating differently, making exercise part of your life for the rest of your life, and in incorporating those new habits that will help you reduce your risk for any other events.
Right. And you know, I think the word exercise scares some people, but you walk them through that. You help put a plan together for them. You make it work for them. Am I right?
Yes. And the whole idea is, I think when people hear exercise, they think really hardcore, sweating in terms of hurting myself. You know, when there's that old saying, no pain, no gain, that's actually incorrect. You should say, don't strain to train, which means, you know what, you always should start off slow when you're doing an exercise program. And two, even if you don't have a heart problem, get a checkup before you do exercise and talk to your doctor if you think you need to go through that process.
Right. So in order to, you know, enroll in your program, it is physician referred, right?
Right. And it's physician referred, and you've had to have a cardiac event mm-hmm. within possibly the last year.
Okay.
So that's really important.
Right. And you know, if someone had a question, they can always call you.
Right. They can call us, and then we would, let them know if they're eligible for the program mm-hmm. and then tell them the steps they need to take. And one of the big ones is you need to check with your insurance. That is really important, and find out, if they pay for a program and how many sessions you are eligible for.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's on the patient's part, but we will help you with getting a referral if you meet the criteria.
Right, right. Now, you have a team here, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so you want to tell us a little about your team? You have a medical director. You have some nurses that work with you.
Right. I have two wonderful nurses, Anne-Marie and Carol. Mm-hmm. And our medical director is Dr. Broden, and he's been really super with our program, helping us out and doing the role of the medical director as described.
Right.
So he's been great for our program.
That's wonderful. And we know that Dr. Broden is part of our cardiology outpatient services.
Right.
And then we also have Dr. Hassan,
right.
And he's our interventionalist cardiologist, right? No, right. I didn't say it right?
Interventional cardiologist, right. Yeah.
Yes. And he works mainly in our cath lab.
Right.
Right, for individual that may be having an active event or may need a stent or...
Yeah, but he also does peripheral procedures if somebody has some peripheral vascular disease in terms of whether they need a stent or an angioplasty or something. He does that too.
Right, and someone who may have had that done, would they be eligible for coming through your program? Or that's
That's actually a separate program which we don't have for peripheral vascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
And usually with a program like that, you can't. I mean, this sounds like not the right way to do it, but you can't have an intervention done and come. It's before you have the intervention that your insurance pays. Medicare will pay before you have it to see if it helps.
Okay.
I mean, that's just the criteria. It mm-hmm. doesn't make sense. You know, you would think you would get the intervention and then come, but they want to see if the intervention helps.
Right.
In terms of the exercise mm-hmm. program before they do.
Right.
Possibility
right.
anything else.
Now, I don't want to put you out of a job by saying this.
Go ahead.
But prevention is really the key.
Yes,
you are here for those individuals that have, have had an episode, have had heart disease. Fitting that criteria, but I know you, and your major thing is prevention, right? We want to prevent people from having heart disease.
Right.
So what are, we talked about eating healthy. What are some tips you can give our listeners to eat healthy?
Okay. Eat healthy, or do you want to know just other tips? It doesn't matter.
Well, we're going to go to the other tips, too. We're going
to
talk about exercise and stress.
You know, the whole thing is, number one, look at the volume of what you eat, okay? How much are you eating? Are you eating the right things like fruits, vegetables, whole grains? Are you drinking enough water, fresh as possible? All you have to do is, if you have good eyesight, just look at your plate. And is half the plate color with vegetables and fruit? And is the other, quarter piece of protein? whatever it is, meat, fish, healthy meat and fish. And is there like a starch, you know, maybe a little bit of brown rice or something? So
Right. And again, portion size is really the key.
Portion size, yeah.
You don't pick your smallest plate, right?
No, we don't. Great.
But, you know, that's really, really the key. Okay. And then some other hints. Exercise. We talked about exercise. What are some of the general guidelines for exercise?
Well, they say if you could at least do 30 minutes every day. It's now every day if you could do 30 minutes. So that comes out to, what, 350 minutes a week of exercise. But, you know, start slow. 5-10 minutes, take a walk, you know what I mean, on a level. And don't overdo it, because you won't. If you hurt the next day, you're going to quit. Try to find someone to do it with you. That's always a great motivator. So those types of things, aerobic exercise, swimming, hiking, walking, running, biking, something that uses larger muscle groups. And the other thing is you got to do some kind of weight training for upper body strengthening. So light dumbbells, those bands, exercise bands.
Resistant bands
and things like that. So get maybe some supervision to start with, maybe one of the Y or, you know, another club in the area or something like that. Make sure somebody shows you the right way to do things.
Right. And right now, most of the gyms are opened and, you know, they will, you know, set you up and give you some information.
Yeah. You need to know that they're qualified too.
Right.
That's important.
Right. You know, go to a place that is definitely has a certified trainer that has experience and knows what they're talking about. Okay. Now, you know, we talked about food or nutrition, exercise, stress. Is that a big factor for some people?
Yes, it can be, because usually when people are under stress, they revert back to their old habits of, you know, smoking more, drinking more, eating more, getting less rest, lowering their immune function. So it's a thing where we all have stress. It's just a part. It just comes down to how do you
manage it.
Yeah, manage it. How do you respond to it? Do you respond to it in bad habits, or is there a way where, you know what, when something comes up stressful, you could go for a walk or listen to music, or, you know, ride the bike, or, you know, something that could help you with the stress.
Right. Now, you mentioned something with what someone does when they're stressed. Smoking, you know, smoking is a stress reliever for many people, but how damaging is that to the heart?
It's a big one. I think it's the one thing I find around this area is smoking, obesity, diabetes are like probably the three risk factors I see the highest when we see people in the cath lab. Smoking definitely I would say is the number one risk factor. It diminishes the amount of oxygen that's carried in your blood, which is important for the heart. It lowers your HDL. And also, reverting back to women in menopause, your HDL drops, and that's the healthy, you know, that's the healthy cholesterol.
Right.
Also, it increases your risk when you smoke for a heart attack or a stroke. So the whole thing is, it's just, it's a bad habit. And I know it's addictive, and I say to people, get help. Get any type of prescription, medication, patches, whatever. And when you're ready to quit, I think that's when people quit.
Right.
You have to say to yourself, I'm quitting. Some people can do it cold turkey, and that's great. But that's one thing you really got to, you got to kick the habit on that one.
Right, right. And I know, you know, last year or the year before, I became a smoking cessation facilitator to help people quit. But because of COVID, we haven't run any classes. But there is help online for people to stop smoking.
Yes, there is.
They can go in the American Lung Association and they can find programs, and there's a quit line. They can walk you over the phone now.
Right.
You know, you can do Zoom calls. I mean, there's so many options now that you don't have to leave your home.
Right.
And travel. And, you know, many of these programs will provide you if you need the nicotine patches or nicotine gum. So there is help out there.
Right.
For those individuals.
Yeah.
So Nadine, we're just, you know, go ahead.
I just want to
say
add
one more thing.
Cholesterol, having high cholesterol, having hypertension. I'm trying to think what else we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we talked about diabetes.
Obesity, we talked about waist measurement. Women should be less than 35 inches. Men should be less than 40. So if you're over that, you know, start doing maybe something to cut back to lose some weight.
Right.
Other than that, sleeping. Sleeping's a real important one too. You know.
Right.
If you have sleep apnea, that is a big one. Folks, get it taken care of. Don't be scared. Big risk factor for some other heart issues that could come about because of that.
Right. Well, Nadine, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been really, really great to have you on. Any last words?
If anybody needs our help, give us a call at 570-253-8253.
Right. And they will answer the phone. And if not, you can leave your name and number and they will get back to you.
I promise. Okay.
So again, this is Carol Kanier, your community health manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. If you missed this show today, you can always visit our website at WMH.org. And if you put in the search bar, HealthWorks, previous shows, as well as this show will come up and you can re-listen to it over and over again if you'd like. Again, have a great day and thank you for listening.